This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Any minute now, we're going to jump into a news conference. Law enforcement says they have some significant developments in the hunt for Charlie Kirk's assassin. We will obviously take that live for you as soon as it happens. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. We're also going to be obviously remembering 9/11, 24 years ago today. And with that, we're going to be talking about the new developments around Saudi Arabia's role and what we've uncovered, what we've learned, what Catherine Herridge, the investigative reporter, has also learned. And we're going to be talking to Brett Eagleson about this. He, of course, has been a guy who lost his father in 9/11, has not stopped for a second in trying to get justice and answers around Saudi Arabia's involvement in those terrorist attacks. So we're going to talk about that as well. We're also going to get some comment from the Philadelphia Young Republicans and the chairwoman of the College Republicans at the University of Pennsylvania, both of whom have a lot to say about Charlie Kirk's impact on young people and his life. Look, I'll be honest with you. I mean, yesterday it's surreal. It still doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel real that that any of this happened. And it's just hard to believe that it all happened a few minutes before I went on the air. And then we were talking about it during the show, throughout the course of the show yesterday, 4 hours of all of this unfolding. We do know that this was 100% politically motivated. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt it was politically motivated. And the gunman left behind a gun that had some comments on there that certainly show that it was a political assassination. And President Trump is going to posthumously award Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom, something that he certainly deserves. No question about that. He touched a lot of lives. He inspired a lot of people, and his legacy will certainly go on. But the level of political violence in our country right now, there are people on the left who believe that it's OK to try to kill Supreme Court justices, Republican presidential candidates, a former president, Republican, or I should say conservative political activists. The fact that this is where we are as a country right now. And that you have people celebrating. Now, I'm going to just tell you right off the bat, I am not going to play any of these idiots, these lowlifes who are celebrating Charlie Kirk's assassination, or I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to give these people a platform. I have no interest in doing it. I'm going to play some moments from his life and some of the moments on campus where he would debate people. But I'm not going to give a voice to any of these lunatics who are out there taking any joy in this whatsoever. There's nothing to celebrate here. It's beyond the pale that people would do this. But yet I've seen the comments. I'm sure you have. I'm sure you've seen them on TikTok and Instagram and other places like that. And there are people pushing back on this because, you know, it's one thing to disagree with Charlie Kirk politically, something he welcomed, and he did. And he welcomed it, and he would go and debate people on campus, and he would debate them constantly. It's another thing, though, to champion his assassination. It really is. And yes, was a dad with two young kids. But even if he didn't have kids, and even if he wasn't married, it doesn't change the fact that nobody should be celebrating the assassination of anyone, of either political side. That's not okay in any way, shape, or form. And I just got this sent to me by some friends of mine. I guess there was a writer for DC Comics. DC is the company behind Superman and Batman, owned by Warner Brothers now. They've canceled future issues by a trans writer who said that she was glad Charlie Kirk got shot. And this writer also said that she, and I don't know, I'm just reading this, I don't know if she is a she or she is a, if it's a he who identifies as a she, I don't know. I'm just reading what is written here. She hopes a bullet is okay after hitting him. Well, DC Comics put out the following statement saying, "At DC Comics, we place the highest value on our creators and community and affirm the right to peaceful individual expression of personal viewpoints. Posts or public comments that can be viewed as promoting hostility or violence are inconsistent with DC's standards of conduct." And so they've canceled the brand new Red Hood series from Gretchen Faulkner Martin's. And good, bravo, because I don't care if this writer hated everything Charlie Kirk stood for and wanted to debate him, to take joy in his assassination, to take joy in anyone's murder is just it's beyond the pale of humanity. But to also take joy in political assassinations in particular, because our politics in this country, we have a First Amendment so that people can disagree and we can argue and debate in the court of public opinion and the town square. The idea that you should lose your life for it is not, then we're not a republic anymore. Or to use what people on the left like to say, a democracy. Well, a democracy can't function if you speak your mind and you're assassinated for it. And despite the fact that you have people on the left who love to throw things out there like racist and transphobe and Nazi and all the other horrible things that they say, it doesn't make somebody that thing. It doesn't make them that person. But the left justifies this level of violence by equating somebody to a Nazi as if to say there's some moral imperative to take that person out, which is the analogy I've given you before about the Adolf Hitler time travel analogy. But Charlie Kirk was not Adolf Hitler, and he wasn't promoting Nazi ideology, and he wasn't promoting the extermination of anybody. He wasn't promoting people being put in camps. He was debating people on politics. He was promoting Christianity. He was promoting a set of values for America that he believed in. But nobody would be suffering under those values. Nobody would be cast aside or forced to be in labor camps or extermination camps because of those values and ideas. And even if somebody was advocating those things in the court of the public square, in this country, what we believe is you expose those horrific ideas because they're so horrific, and then you show the absurdity of them, which is why the Supreme Court ruled in the famous case of the Skokie, Illinois Nazis that they were free to march, because the answer to terrific speech is more speech and to highlight that speech. But Charlie Kirk never advocated any of those hateful ideologies ever. Yet he was accused of them. He was accused of them on campus. And there's this one clip I wanted to share with you. You know, this guy comes up to him and says he's a racist. And Charlie Kirk says, "Okay, well then give me an example of how I'm a racist." And the guy can't give any examples. The guy can't give any examples, but he's incredibly hateful towards Charlie Kirk. As he said, Charlie Kirk was or is a hateful person. But he can't actually give any examples. And Charlie Kirk says to him, "Give me an example of how I'm a racist." But he can't. This is let's start with cut 24 here. This is from one of the many times that Charlie Kirk, as part of Turning Point USA, would go to college campuses and debate people. Take a listen.
You, I hate you.
Would you like to have a substantive conversation, or
a substantive? No, man. Would
you like to have a conversation?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't like you. I think you spread hate. I think you spread bigotry. I think you a lot of people off because you're just an awful person. I don't think you really want to debate because you're just here to f*** people off and energize your crowd of racists.
What have I ever said that's racist?
Oh, what?
Can you name one thing?
I'm Hispanic, and I support Charlie.
Can you name
Does that mean anything? I think you're just trying to play a game, and I think this is obviously going to be used
What have
your
I ever
favor,
said that's hateful?
I just
hateful.
Want to f***ing hate you. You're awful. Get off my campus.
When have I ever said anything that's hateful? Have a nice day. He can't say anything I've ever said that's racist, because I've never said anything that's racist. That is the American left in one picture, everybody.
And it's funny, because the guy says to him, you're hateful, and then he says, I hate you. Get off my campus. And that's really what the left is. I don't want you here. I disagree with you politically, so I want you off my campus. I want you away. I don't want you around here. I don't want you espousing your ideas. And I'm just going to assign a word to it. Racist, bigoted, hateful, whatever it is. But they actually hate us and they hate our ideas. And then they espouse and ascribe all these things to them, with the Nazi moniker being, of course, probably the highest or lowest, depending on how you want to use this in the analogy. And then they think, well, then they get a pass because they're pushing back on bigotry and hatred and all the other things. But they can't actually cite any examples of this. But then they say, I hate you. Get off my campus. Which is really what it comes down to. Get off my campus. Get off my lawn. I don't want you here. I don't want you arguing with me. I don't want you disagreeing with me. I don't want you giving ideas and views that I don't like. I shouldn't have to hear these things. And that notion of cancel culture that we've heard throughout the last several years of, I disagree with you, I disagree with this professor, I disagree with this speaker, so I want them gone. I should not have to be exposed to their ideas. I'm triggered by those ideas. That's been a very pervasive thing in our culture, but particularly on college campuses, which is why Charlie Kirk would go to colleges and engage the students at those colleges. Not only to engage in debate, but also to give cover for like-minded students who agreed with him, agreed with us, and share the same views. Because it can be a lonely place. If you're on a college campus and you're walking around all day and you're exposed to all of the propaganda from the left and your professors and everybody else, and you think, am I alone here? And maybe you've got the college Republicans, but that's it. That can be a lonely place. Turning Point USA would show up, and then all of a sudden you've got a swarm of hundreds or thousands of students. Suddenly you don't feel so alone anymore. There's strength in numbers. And also particularly at that age where you may not have the courage of your convictions yet. Because it's rare for somebody who's in their teens or early 20s to be able to withstand sometimes social pressure in such a way to not only espouse their views, but to fight and challenge those who disagree with them. Because for a lot of people, they just want to fit in, and they don't want to be called the R word or any of the other various monikers that the left throws at them. They don't want to be called those things, so they just try to go alone to get along. And you can understand why, because the left is they get in your face and yell at you and scream at you. You've probably seen this in your own life in some capacity or another if you've ever posted on social media. I told you years ago that I stopped doing that. I stopped arguing with people on social media. Maybe it was because I had kids and I figured it was much better use of my time and much more fair to my children to spend my spare time with them than it was to be arguing with idiots on social media. Maybe it's because I do a 4-hour show or a 3-hour show, depending on the day, and depending on the shift, because I think it was back, I was only 3 hours, but I made this determination before in my first iteration of Afternoon Drive. And I said, enough is enough. You know, I'm not going to do it anymore. Now, I have a microphone and a platform, so it's different. And maybe you have the itch and you want to get out there and you want to push your views. And that's fine. And I'm not telling you not to at all. I'm just saying that if you do, you probably see it. firsthand, and you're probably called names a lot. My only piece of advice is just don't call them names. Don't stoop to their level. One thing Charlie Kirk, I think, did very well is he did not throw it back at them. I mean, he'll say in that clip, that's the American left for you in a nutshell. He'll say things like if a liberal woman on college campus with all the piercings and the tattoos and the purple hair would come up and scream at him, he would say, men, don't marry a woman like that. But he didn't call names. They would call him names. And I think that that's one of the things that helped him stand out. Now, maybe yesterday you didn't really know who Charlie Kirk was. That's possible. It's very possible that unless you really were tuned into politics, you may not have known who he was. I doubt it, though, because he was a frequent guest on Laura Ingraham's show. He was a frequent guest on all the Fox News shows. I mean, he was on Will Cain's show 2 days ago. So imagine that. You're Will Cain. You have Charlie Kirk on. And then the next day, Charlie Kirk is assassinated. That's insane. Insane. So you may have seen him in that capacity. You may have seen him speak at the Republican National Committee convention. You may have seen him speak at CPAC or at a Trump rally. And maybe now you're only looking at this and you're saying, my God, this guy has a much bigger impact than I ever would have realized. And yeah. It's true. For a lot of people, they may be looking at that and saying, his life, the impact, the people he reached, massive for a guy who was in his early 30s. It's remarkable. And what guided him, what motivated him was his faith. His Christian faith is what motivated him. So he would, onward Christian soldier, he just believed in every day that that's what drove him and what pushed him. I remember there was this clip from the interview he did with Gavin Newsom. And look, I was critical of having Gavin Newsom or going on his podcast and normalizing Gavin Newsom. And that's okay because Charlie Kirk welcomed disagreement. So it's not as if I'm going to pretend otherwise. He was a big boy. Dave Rubin today wrote a wonderful piece in the New York Post about all the times that he and Charlie Kirk disagreed and they would go on campus together and they would debate and how much he missed him for that. And that's okay. I mean, I've often said, you know, in this business, in this life, if I just came on the microphone every day and said what you wanted to hear, this would be boring and I wouldn't want to do it anymore. And it's much the same way. It's like what Jimmy Fallon, he says about stand-up comedy. He says you have to lead the room. You know, if you're trying to react to the audience, then you're not going to be successful. And so when I have people who have said over the years, and I've heard it a lot over the years, people that are on our side of the aisle who've heard me say something you disagree with and say, I'll never listen to you again. My response has always been, well, yeah, you will. But also, if not, then goodbye. That's okay. Like, fine. If you can't handle me disagreeing with you and you're on my side, the same side of the political aisle as I am, then I really don't want you here because you are exactly the embodiment of the problem. And if the problem's in my house, I'm going to clean it out. I cleaned out the garage last weekend and I did a very thorough job of doing it. And I was proud of myself for doing it. If I've got people on my side of the political aisle who can't stand disagreement and they're like, well, I'll never listen again because I've heard something that I disagree with from a conservative talk show host. So what are you doing listening to this show? You should turn on NPR because that's probably where you belong. Point being, there is this moment where Charlie Kirk, Gavin Newsom said something to him about drinking or alcohol or something and Charlie said, I don't drink. And Gavin Newsom said, why not? He said, because I want to be successful. And then Gavin Newsom asked him, he said, well, what did you drink? And he said, Napa Valley Reds. And Gavin Newsom said, you son of a bee, because Gavin Newsom makes overpriced, crappy California Napa cabs. But I thought that was interesting. He didn't drink alcohol because he didn't have a problem or anything like that. But he just always wanted to be on his A game and be very sharp as he was going out there with this cause he had, this mission he had, which is to try to turn people to his way of thinking because he believed that he was going to save America that way, by inspiring a generation and trying to move them towards a direction away from big government and corruption and debt and everything else. And that became his life's purpose and his mission. It's incredible. Incredible. And ultimately, it cost him his life. Ultimately, it cost him his life because he put it all on the line every single day. And it's just so admirable. So as you're looking now at all of the remembrances, and you're looking at the impact and how it's been nonstop coverage on Fox News, how President Trump has come out and offered multiple statements on this, now offering, you know, bestowing upon him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And you may not have realized truly the impact of Charlie Kirk. Well, you're definitely seeing it now. You're definitely seeing it now. And well-deserved, that we're all seeing how hard he worked, and people's eyes are open to what an impact he had on so many people's lives. And hopefully the assassin will get what he deserves. And hopefully when we have this, whenever it is, this press conference by police, as they say, there are rapid developments, hopefully we'll get some answers here. And that will be any moment. And we'll certainly bring it to you as soon as it happens, so you won't miss a thing. That is the big story of the hour, of course, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike will give you the smile that you deserve. Quick break. We're coming right back. It's a very important day here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
As we continue to remember Charlie Kirk's legacy, we also, of course, remember the legacy of those who died 24 years ago on 9/11. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. A man I admire very much, Brett Eagleson, has never, ever stopped since he lost his father at 9/11. 911justice.org is his organization, and I want to welcome him back to the show as I do every year at 9/11. Brett, thanks for joining me. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you making the time today. First of all, 24 years later, and it looks like more and more details about Saudi Arabia's role in 9/11 is coming out. The incredible reporting by Catherine Herridge. I'm sure you've had a chance to watch it. Any initial thoughts?
I would encourage everybody that's listening, if they're interested in 9/11, go to Catherine Herridge's Twitter account. It's an 11-minute video. She does an absolutely fantastic job. She nails it. She gets it. I think this is the first time I've seen it so articulately put, and it wasn't even Catherine's words. Catherine found a former high-level FBI counterterror expert to basically analyze and narrate everything that we've been saying for the past 20 years. So I was so pleased to see Catherine do it. This is finally becoming mainstream, finally becoming really hot. And, you know, the pressure's building. And I think we're getting pretty damn close to finally seeing the full, true, real story. And as I've said all along, you know, the more you pull the layers back, the more and more it starts to really, really stink about how much Saudi Arabia actually did.
Some key takeaways from her reporting on this, Brett, and I think it's really important to note, is that there were people who were involved in casing, basically, and advancing this as far back as 1999. Is that correct?
That's 1998? Right. That's right. 1998, 1999, the Saudi Arabian government, the Ministry of Islamic Affairs, sent an advance team here, and we wouldn't have known any of that if it weren't for the lawsuit that we've undertaken and the fact that we were able to have discovery in this lawsuit. And Rich, what kills me the most is that our FBI under Bob Mueller buried all of this information within 2 weeks after 9/11. They cut all the ties back to Saudi Arabia. It's an atrocity. It's horrific to think that our own government covered this up. They didn't give this new information. Well, they certainly didn't give it to the families, but they didn't give it to the 9/11 Commission, who was actually tasked with and charged with the official investigation of 9/11. So it keeps me up at night thinking, how and why had this information gone unnoticed for 24?
Do we still have Brett dropped? All right, we'll try to get him. We'll try to get him back. In the meantime, let me play part one, Justin, if I could. Cut number seven, part one of her reporting as we try to get Brett back on the line. Go ahead.
The FBI says they may have served as an advance team for the 9/11 hijackers.
Based upon these documents and the videos, it's pretty clear that they were here for that particular reason.
As someone who investigated 9/11, do these records move the timeline?
They do. That really moves the timeline back significantly to when the support network actually got on the ground here in the United States. Are any hijackers in this video?
There are two hijackers appear in this video. Is there enough here to draw a direct connection between 9/11 and the Saudi government?
It's clear that we now have individuals who came here prior to 9/11 who were official Saudi employees. Were they official Saudi employees working on behalf of this plot, or they were also Saudi employees and also serving the needs of Al-Qaeda? I think these records clearly depict not only the advanced team coming here in the United States, but setting up shop, facilitating the care and feeding and housing of the hijackers.
That's information that would have been relevant to the 9/11 Commission.
These videos were obtained in the fall of 2001. Those videos should have been provided to the 9/11 Commission.
Brett Eagleson's back with us. 911justice.org is his organization. He's never stopped since he lost his father trying to find the answers. And Brett, 24 years later, there are people listening who may wonder, well, what's the point at this point? Saudi Arabia is our friend. They're a key trading partner with us. Why do we have to keep trying to find these answers?
Yeah, I think it's important to all the lives lost that day, not just my dad's, not just the the thousands of other families who lost a loved one, not just the people of the city of New York, but all of America. We are writing the history books right now. And I've said on your show before, and I'll say it again, I've never been one to advocate that we should cut ties with Saudi Arabia. It is a new regime today. MBS did not do 9/11. He was 15 years old at the time. But why is it important? It's important because we need to get history right. We need to have justice, and we need to have the families have some semblance of closure. So an admission of guilt, an acknowledgement of the role that the Saudi government played, that's the most important thing here, is that the families have been pushing for more truth and more transparency. I would absolutely welcome a strengthened relationship with the new Saudi government, but we cannot do that until we address the past.
I think it's also important to realize and remember that there are a lot of 9/11 first responders, my father included, who are struggling with 9/11 related cancers and mental depression. I mean, a litany of physical and mental ailments as a result of being there that day and in the weeks and months after. We owe it to them, too, in addition to the families who lost people, in addition to the victims of 9/11. There are still people hurting today. There are still people struggling, and we're still going to lose people to 9/11 today, Brett. And I believe we owe answers for them too.
Absolutely, we owe answers for them. Those heroes that worked on the pile, the FDNY, NYPD, who spent days down there breathing in toxic air, they deserve answers. But also, all of America deserves answers. This is not just about our community; it's bigger than that. The way of life for everybody in America changed. I was old enough to remember the pre-9/11 world. I was 15 years old. I never thought twice about going to a stadium to watch a football game. I never thought twice about getting on an airplane when I was 15. And everything about our lives, the civil liberties that we've surrendered because of 9/11, all of America deserves to know the truth about what really happened that day. And the truth is that it wasn't 19 hijackers with no knowledge of English, no money, no idea how to fly a plane, no experience of Western culture, were somehow able to pull off this most consequential attack in the entire history of this nation with no help from anybody. That's been the official narrative. And of course they needed help. They needed a support network, and that support network was put in place and set up by the Saudi government. And those are not just my words anymore. Those are the words of a federal judge.
A federal judge who this week said that the lawsuit that the 9/11 families are bringing against Saudi Arabia can go forward. That's a huge win.
It is, because I just want to explain a little nuance here. Because of the framework and the law that we're using to sue Saudi Arabia, it's called JASTA, which stands for the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act. We passed it in 2016 over an Obama veto. It was his one and only veto override of his entire 8 years of his presidency. We got 97 senators to one. So even members of his own Democratic Party overwhelmingly voted to vote against him. So the will of Congress was to give us our day in court. So because of JASTA and because of the way that law was written, we have to actually prove our merits before we can prove jurisdiction. Before we can use JASTA, the judge has to evaluate whether or not we have the merits, whether or not we have credible evidence, before we can sue the kingdom. So it's kind of backwards, right? It's kind of like we're proving our case before we're allowed to take our case to court. And that's solely because it's, you know, a judge doesn't want, or the legal system doesn't want, you know, some random family here in America suing any foreign country because they don't, you know, because they're going to allege that, you know, France killed them or the Italian government did something that hurt some Americans. So in order to prevent frivolous lawsuits, in order to prevent clogging up the system with JASTA, you actually have to demonstrate the merits first. And that's why this is such a big win, because the judge is acknowledging that we have passed the bar and we have demonstrated those merits.
Tell us the role of Osama bin Laden in all of this, because obviously for most of us, we've always spent our life understanding bin Laden was behind 9/11. So explain his connection to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Well, Osama bin Laden was the head of Al-Qaeda. Osama bin Laden was a horrible individual. You don't even want to call him a human being, right? He was the head of the snake, but he had blessed the plan and okayed the plan. But members of Al-Qaeda were also Saudi government officials. So they were able, these Saudi government officials, who were also Al-Qaeda operatives, were able to use the facilities of Saudi Arabia. They were able to use the embassies of Saudi Arabia. They were able to use the support network and the financial and the logistical support of that government in order to funnel support down to those hijackers. So, yes, Osama bin Laden needed to go. He needed to die. He's been served justice, but he was sort of the figurehead behind it. He wasn't the operational person, and he was certainly not the logistical guy there.
And the bin Laden family and their prominence in Saudi Arabia is something that also people need to understand as well, right?
Yeah, so bin Laden was a very wealthy Saudi citizen. You know, this was a little bit before my time, before I got fully into the work that I'm doing. But as I understand it, he was ostracized. But then there are also rumors circulating that even though he was ostracized, it was sort of in name only. And it was like, you know, sort of for vanity. So a lot of people are alleging that bin Laden still had close ties and constant communication back to the Saudi kingdom.
I hope we get answers. I really do. I'm happy the lawsuit can go forward, so hopefully we can get these answers out. I think about my kids today are it's Patriot Day, and I'm happy that it's Patriot Day, and I'm happy that they're recognizing this. But certainly I want them to grow up in a country where we get to the bottom of things, we don't cover things up, and we allow the truth to go forward. Because the other problem, too, Brett, is in the absence of truth, people fill in the blanks. Like, remember Mad Libs when we were kids and we would put in the words, remember? Yeah. That's where you get really crazy conspiracy theories that kind of prop up in the absence of that. And so the more we can get to the bottom of what actually happened, the better.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. We need to get to a place in this country where we can trust government again. I am probably one of your most patriotic listeners. I fly an American flag every day at my house. I love my country, but I fear and I don't trust my government, and we need to get that back. This country needs to take our government back. We need to be able to trust our government again.
Well said, man. There's no other way to say it, so I'll give you I'll let that be the last word. And again, my deep sympathies for the loss of your dad today, Brett, on this 9/11. And keep up the great work. And please visit Brett's website at 911justice.org and support the cause. We're getting close, and I look forward to talking with you on the 25th remembrance
Absolutely.
Of 9/11. And hopefully by then we'll have
Thank
even
you.
More progress.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brett.
I appreciate you having me on, as always. Thank you.
You bet, brother.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue, we're awaiting a press conference on the hunt for Charlie Kirk's assassin, and hopefully that we will be able to bring that to you very, very soon. And we've got some other great guests who are going to be joining us throughout the show today as well to remember Charlie Kirk's life and his legacy. I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-County Auto. And what great people they are as they support our show every day and why it matters. And speaking of American flags, and Brett was saying he flies the American flag, they fly a gigantic American flag, like 30 by 25 feet or massive, between their two dealerships of the Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram and Tri-County Toyota. Right off of 422 in Limerick and easy to get to from the main line and Collegeville and King of Prussia, everywhere. And on this day of 9/11, it's really important to know that Brian and Cheryl Krieger, I met them through the Travis Mannion Foundation because they were giving for years, always supporting the Travis Mannion Foundation Radiothon, which, of course, directly goes to benefit our veterans, inspired by Travis, who, after 9/11, decided to serve his country. And it's not lost on me that Tri-County Auto sponsors this show, that they are our car sponsor, and they give back to our veterans. And right now they have amazing specials available for you. And all you got to do is go see them and say hello. I drive a Jeep. I love driving a Jeep. And I love that I took the top off again today because it was raining yesterday, so I had to put it back on. But I took it off today and was driving around in the sunshine just to try to get away for a few minutes and enjoy some peace and quiet. And I love that. Buying American, Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, you can deduct that interest on your tax deduction thanks to the One Big Beautiful Bill. But if you want a Toyota like our friend Sarah Weiss, they have amazing specials right now in Toyotas. And more Toyotas are built right here in America as Toyota makes a massive expansion in the United States, building cars right here. So either way, you're going to be in great hands when you go to Tri-County. And you can go to tricounty.com and you'll see all the specials yourself right on their website. So just take a visit. Say hello. I'd love for you to see them. I'd love for you to meet General Manager Jack Donaldson. He's a great guy. I met him when he came to our live radio show we did at the Hub. And you'll love the wonderful people there who will take great care of you. No pressure, just an outstanding experience. Stop by and say thank you for supporting this show, supporting our veterans, supporting what we do here. Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Tri-County Toyota, tricounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
We are hoping to have the press conference shortly on the hunt for the assassin of Charlie Kirk. We'll certainly bring that to you live. We're also going to talk to the head of the Philadelphia Young Republicans. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk to the president of the College Republicans at Penn. So I'm excited to get the perspective from people who are the Ute and Charlie's impact on the Ute in America. And it was a big impact, no doubt about it. This is what President Trump said. Let's cue up cut number one, as he's going to now be awarding Charlie the highest medal of freedom that the president can bestow upon somebody, civilian, that is. Cut number one.
Before we begin, let me express the horror and grief so many Americans at the heinous assassination of Charlie Kirk have felt. Charlie was a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty, and an inspiration to millions and millions of people. Our prayers are with his wonderful wife, Eric, and his beautiful children. Fantastic people they are. We miss him greatly, yet I have no doubt that Charlie's voice and the courage he put into the hearts of countless people, especially young people, will live on. I'm pleased to announce that I will soon be awarding Charlie Kirk posthumously the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The date of the ceremony will be announced, and I can only guarantee you one thing, that we will have a very big crowd. Very, very big.
No doubt about it. It will certainly be a very big crowd, and rightfully so. No doubt about it. Rightfully so. Here's a flashback of Charlie Kirk. He loved engaging with those who disagreed with him. And his little montage of him on college campuses. This is cut number 23, a little montage put together from Turning Point USA. Take a listen.
Feel proud of yourself for debating college kids who are unprepared to speak in front of an audience like yourself. Hold on. You're 30 years old. We can agree you're 30 years old, right? Do you think that's a little bit silly?
Are you a voter?
I am a voter.
Oh, so I vote and you vote. So I'm talking to voters of this country that will determine the future of Western civilization.
That's what I'm doing here.
Wait, hold on. How is it any different than a professor talking to you?
Than a professor talking to you? Who are you?
Well, enough important enough for you to come up to a microphone.
You create a company that's like close to being a fascist, and then like,
How am I? Sorry. Let's go through this. How am I a fascist?
No, dude. Like you,
can you name one thing I believe that's fascist?
You believe that like you are.
But I'm such a bad fascist. I let the people who disagree just, and open mic to talk to me for 2 hours uninterrupted. I'm an awful fascist. I'm more like a free speech liberal of the 1970s, not a fascist.
But I just want to say Turning Point USA is a evil company that was funded by thousands of fracking companies, and that
well,
just...
No, it's not thousands, but we do have some frackers that give us money. But
yeah,
have,
and then all it is making the rich
from
more...
Rich. Fascism to fracking.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
Okay, again, I'm happy to have a debate. I can see you're getting kind of fired up.
I'm sorry.
So, but why are we evil? Like, we're having a nice discussion.
Because
all of a sudden, you're calling me like a fascist.
Because it seems like you just want the rich get even more rich. Like,
we haven't talked about the rich at all. I mean, so you don't even know my positions on this stuff.
See, you just say he's a fascist. You can't back up why he's a fascist. You don't have any actual evidence. But that's the thing. It's that you just say these things. And how many people believe that about him without having any evidence to support that? Because there was no evidence to support that, but they just believe that. Now, look, I am getting lots and lots of messages from people of this teacher celebrating and this I am choosing not to give those people a platform on this show. Maybe other shows will. I don't know. I haven't turned on the radio today, to be honest with you. I barely watched television today. I just needed a break from all this. I don't know what other shows are doing. I'm just not going to give those people a voice, even if it's entertaining. I just don't give them a voice. To me, they're just beyond scum. And I can't imagine living in a country where there are people that think it's okay to assassinate your political enemies because they believe that their existence proves a threat to America. Because think about it, that's ultimately what they believe. That if you gun down somebody like Charlie Kirk or Donald Trump or somebody else, then you're relieving America of the potential evil of that person and what they can do. So then you then have to qualify that by saying, well, what is the evil that they would do? And this is where their argument falls apart, because they can't actually prove that there's any evil they're going to do other than to the left. They've decided that supporting fracking is evil. See how it goes from fascism to fracking? Because in their mind, they've been conditioned to believe that, yeah, if you support oil, that is evil and a crime against humanity. If you support fracking, that's evil and a crime against humanity. In fact, anyone who doesn't embrace climate change and the hysteria around climate change is committing an evil against humanity. I mean, think about that for a moment. Once you convince people of that, that now the people that are supporting, say, fracking or fossil fuels, oil, whatever it is, that you are now helping to perpetuate evil upon humanity, it's no longer a policy debate about the best way to keep America's lights on. And it's not even about, well, I believe that actually supporting those fuels brings more people out of poverty and extends the quality of life and their life expectancy, everything that the data proves us. But if you brainwash people into believing that it's evil because they're destroying the planet, and so everybody's walking around with this Greta Thunberg mindset, then taking them out becomes a moral imperative to save the planet. You see what I mean? This is the problem with indoctrination and why Charlie would go to campuses to push back on this indoctrination, because of how dangerous it can be, because that ultimately that indoctrination can come into somebody then justifying the murder of somebody because they are perpetuating a crime against humanity by supporting oil. All right, big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Hopefully we'll get some answers on the hunt for the assassin. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.